Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta Bird, and co-host tonight is my dear friend Gio from Atlanta. Hi, Gio.
Hi, how is everybody doing?
Well, I don't know about Atlanta, but we had the most beautiful day in Chicago.
It was
74 degrees and sunny, and, you know, that's like a heat wave for us.
That's great.
Okay, and especially because we've all already had one of those cold, windy nights last Wednesday. So we were really excited about today, and it was beautiful. And all you had to have on was a jacket. So,
well, that's nice.
Yeah, real nice. But as we always do on the talk show and any of our meetings with the International Black Summit, we always begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And so we'll do that at this time. And I always ask that if you would listen and see if you can find yourself in the declaration of the International Black Summit. And it goes like this. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to stability and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. October 7th, 1991, Atlanta, Georgia. And from Chicago, this is October 23rd, 2011. And again, Jill is in Atlanta, October 23rd, 2011. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. So tonight's show is, of course, we're doing a month-long segment on the presidency. And tonight our focus is on what the president has accomplished that has directly affected the African-American community. And this is a really interesting topic, Gio. I've asked several people about this topic, you know, throughout the week, and I've gotten some really interesting responses, you know. But our goal here is to present the facts so that people can hear the facts. The International Black Summit does not endorse any political candidate or political organization. And we do not constitute an endorsement at this or any other political organization. The International Black Summit does not, but we do offer as much conversation, communication, and truth in the information that we supply for the audience. And so we allow conversation and discussion, and we invite everyone to join in regardless to how you feel. As long as you are respectful, we will not turn off your mic. And we will allow the conversation, but we do want to present the facts and discuss those facts. So with that being said, we're going to move to announcements. And Jill, could you tell us what's going on in the International Black Summit world?
Yes, I would like everyone to remember that they can go on www.blacksummit.org to receive any announcements in regards to community shares, which are meetings about the International Black Summit. And also, you can find blogs and other information, of course, our annual event, which happens in the first week of October. As of right now, we do not have any shares within the community. However, there is a trip to China, and that should be that's actually detailed information is on the Black Summit website. And also, I believe if we have Jerry on the line, we have a Kwanzaa principle that we present each and every Sunday. And so if Jerry's on the line, we'd like to present that Kwanzaa principle. Also, you can catch us on Facebook at International Black Summit. Go on Facebook, hit like, and hopefully we will see you on Facebook and, of course, see you on the website where you can sign in on the website and gather more information about what we do as an organization. Is Jerry out there? Okay, back to you, Henrietta. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Jill. I had you on mute, excuse me.
Okay.
One thing that I would like to share with everyone is that this weekend, beginning Friday morning, the leadership body or the facilitator body, excuse me, the facilitator body of the International Black Summit has their meeting in Chicago at the South Loop Hotel. And that meeting begins at 10 a.m. on Friday. That's for facilitators or for those people who are declaring themselves facilitators. And that's open to anyone who has ever attended a summit and decides that they want to be a facilitator. Friday is for you or for those who are already facilitators. On Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th, there's a leadership body meeting. And the leadership body is made up of everyone who has ever attended a summit and event. And so we invite you to join us in Chicago at the South Loop Hotel for the facilitator meeting on Friday, October 28th, and the leadership body meeting October 29th and 30th. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. Once again, twice in 90 days, so that's wonderful. And I think that's about it for the announcements. But let's get started. Let's get started on our topic. Earlier this month, you heard a conversation about Obama being the first president to do many, many things. And, Gio, that was, you know, you gave us some really great facts pertaining to that. And then we heard about the family, you know, like what's his family up to? What's been going on with the family and what are some of the things that, Sasha and Malia and Michelle, what are they doing? You know, what's the first lady doing? And so we kind of caught up with the family. And then last Sunday, we heard from Jerry, and Jerry shared with us the history of jobs and the jobs that have been created by this president and the situation that has occurred in the country and how the president has handled some of those things. So tonight we want to cover the accomplishments of President Barack Obama and how those accomplishments have directly affected the African American community. You know, I'm online right now looking at a discussion that President Obama had and how he had a reception afterwards for several African American children after the meeting. You know, you can find what I'm looking at under, it's called brownman.com. And it lists 100 accomplishments of Obama. And this is just after his first year. All right, just after the first year, there were over 100 accomplishments by President Obama. And when I asked about, you know, when I asked a couple of gentlemen, I asked a businessman and I asked a veteran and a minister, what has Obama done that has directly affected the black community? Well, one of the responses that I received was, if you are African American, then everything he's done has affected you. And because you are an American, one of the other people responded that this bill he signed that gives veterans better health care and gives them, specifically those who were in Vietnam, gives them access to disability and better health care, those affected by Agent Orange. So they are able to receive money that they weren't able to receive before, as well as special health care. That's, you know, that's major, because so many of our black men or African-American men have been affected by something pertaining to war. And the Vietnam War was major in sending home, you know, African American men with different disabilities, different diseases, and many things that allowed them to only work if they could work at all, you know, based on what their disability was. So for them to be able to receive better health care and for them to be able to receive more income directly affects the African American community. One of the other things is that was brought to my attention was unemployment, that people who were out of work, and there are African American people who are out of work, were able to receive 100 weeks of unemployment. And that, you know, that helps tremendously to have some kind of money coming in to keep, you know, your daily living going and flowing. So let's talk about those things. If we have any listeners, you know, let me take a moment and see if we have anybody with their hand up. And remember, if you have a comment, raise your hand by pressing the number 1 button on your phone, and it will let us know that you have a comment or a question to make. Are there any comments or questions at this time, Gio?
We do have 347-325. You're live on the air.
That's Jerry.
What's up, y'all? This is Jerry.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Oh. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How you feel?
Good.
Well, now that we have you on the line, do you have the Kwanzaa principle before we open up the other lines for comment?
Yeah,
I got one. I got a good one tonight. Let me get myself together. It's Ujuma. In parentheses, the collective worth and responsibility. It means to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together.
Okay. So, Ujima, collective responsibility is our Kwanzaa principle for tonight. Thank you, Gio.
Welcome.
Thank you. Back to you, Marietta.
Okay. So now let's open the lines and see if we have any comments about Obama's accomplishments that have directly affected the African-American community. And I just mentioned three, you know, the unemployment extension, the health care for soldiers, the added health care, I should say, for veterans, and the added disability money. And there's one other that I'm thinking about also, that one of the things that Obama has accomplished is to provide funding for students to go back to school. So there are funds available for people to return to school to increase, you know, their knowledge base as well as maybe learn trades or vocations, things like that. So are there any questions or comments about those things or anyone that you might suggest or you might share with our listening audience?
This is Jill. There are people on the line. Again, if you want, if you have a comment or have a question, please press 1, and we'll put you live on the air. And in regards to your comment in regards to education, there is the school loan forgiveness program, and I believe this was started by the President Obama's administration. I will have to look through it, but it's something that I'm actually getting something in the mail hopefully next week. But if you, there's a lot of school loan forgiveness programs out there for teachers or people in education. However, there is one out there now for people that have been working in the arena of nonprofit. So if you've been working in the area of nonprofit for a certain amount of years on a consecutive level, then you can receive some of your school loans to be forgiven through the government. And I'm in the process of getting the paperwork. I'm going to fill it out, and I will definitely share this information with our listeners because I know it's something that a lot of people are interested in. A lot of people are working for nonprofit organizations, but we can now get something out of it. So I'll try to look it up online while we're on the air so I can give that information out. But that's something that's exciting, and I believe it did come out of President Obama's administration.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks a lot. I'm looking at another one says that Obama protected 300,000 education jobs, such as teachers, principals, librarians, and counselors through the Recovery Act that would have otherwise been lost. That affects the African-American community tremendously. Our schools and our class sizes are already more than over 30 in a lot of places, you know. And they say over 20 is too many people really in one class. So that's another accomplishment that Obama has done that affected the African American community. A health care budget reform and Transparency Act. That's another one. The disability policy. The relief programs, you know, for places like that have had flooding in there. You know, like Hurricane Katrina, like that issue, which was not under Obama, but the things that occurred after that, you know, the different things that were done, the relief programs where things came in and immediately handled things. FEMA came in for flooding. Chicago had a lot of flooding last year. And FEMA came in and handled it immediately. People were able to, you know, repair the damage or replace things that were lost in a lot of the flooding. So that's another accomplishment that has affected the African American community.
Hi, this is Glenn. Hi, this is Glenn. I just wanted to bring up one thing, and that is that the whole stability of the financial markets, the whole Restoring American Financial Stability Act of 2011, and, of course, manage the TARP, Troubled Asset Relief Program, all of that, however indirectly, did impact our African American community, because had the whole financial structure gone in turmoil or bankrupt itself, we would definitely be feeling that. So that's something that one of his accomplishments has certainly affected us directly and indirectly.
Okay. I thank you, Glenn. I see a lot listed here about disability, you know, and I've noticed one of these says that he appointed the first special assistant to the president for Disability Act or Disability Policy. So there's a specific position now that deals with disability. And I notice in Chicago, I see a lot of people now up and out, you know, people that normally would not be able to come out. Everybody seems to have access to the remote, you know, wheelchairs that are handled remotely. And I don't know if that's a part of it, but I know there are so many people with them now, which means that people who normally wouldn't be able to get up and out can get up and out and about now, which keeps America healthy. Because if, you know, it's one thing to have to stay in the house and not feel well, but if you can get out of the house, you will automatically feel better, you know. And to be able to get around and go to the store and those kinds of things, it really helps, you know, your psyche a lot, that you don't have to wait or depend on somebody to come and take you places, you know. So I think that's a wonderful thing that has helped in my community. Well, I've noticed it many, many, just about everywhere I go, you know. I noticed that the buses in Chicago, they have extra seats now for people in wheelchairs. And so at one time they only had like one space. But now, I mean, you could have four or five people in wheelchairs on the bus. And one of the good things about that is it helps everyone else respect who they are. You know, when you see a person in a wheelchair and have to get up out of your seat because they're regular seats, but you raise the seats, you know, for the wheelchair so that they clamp in and they see, you know, there's a seatbelt there. And so people who are not with disabilities, they have to stand, you know, and allow those the people with disabilities to sit. And so that, you know, that kind of does something to the community as well. Do you see any of that, Gio, like in Atlanta or in New York, Jerry or Glenn?
Yes. There are a lot more folks with disabilities. They're more, there actually was a big thing here in New York to redo all of the sidewalks. All of the sidewalks have that little depression in it so that you can curb, you know, so you can, you know, disability folks in wheelchairs and strollers and all of that can then don't have to negotiate a high curve. There's more people on the buses, and every bus is supposed to be able to pick up a disabled person. But that
mm-hmm.
didn't always happen, and that's in the last, I want to say, last couple of years. Now, I don't know if it was, I think it was happening before Obama, but it's just, it's now much more prevalent. So that, you know, because, I mean, to outfit all the buses in New York City, able to do that was no small task.
Right.
And all the buses now have that capability. It doesn't always work, but they have that capability.
Okay. Good. Thank you. One of the, I'll say this one for after we do our announcements, but I just, you know, came across another one that's really, really great. But, let's take a break and do some announcements. And remember, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And our four hosts are on tonight. Well, I should say four of the five hosts are on tonight. And haven't checked in with us yet, but you're on with Jerry and Glenn out of New York. And Jill is in Atlanta, and I'm Henrietta in Chicago, where the facilitator body meeting will be hosted this Friday at the South Loop Hotel, which was also our host hotel for the event this year. And then on Saturday and Sunday, the leadership body will be meeting here in Chicago at the same place at the South Loop Hotel. So as I said earlier, if you've ever been a part of the summit, annual event or the summit, any annual event, you feel free to join the leadership body meeting. And if you choose to declare yourself a facilitator, that meeting is being held on Friday for new facilitators as well as the facilitators who have been working with the summit body, you know, forever. We're looking forward to that as well, and you know, really kind of excited. We also have an internet connection, and we also, I don't know if we're doing it through Skype, but there will be a virtual way to tune into the meeting as well as via conference call. So go to blacksummit.org and you will be able to get information on how to connect into that meeting if you have attended one of our annual events. Jill, do you have any other announcements, Jerry or Glenn?
No, not at this time. Thanks, Henrietta.
Okay.
Well, it's a little premature, but I'm going to announce it anyway. We are in the International Black Summit has been in contact with Landmark Education in New York, and we're proposing a joint venture of a introduction to the forum that's going to be co-sponsored by the International Black Summit and Landmark Education. So we're pretty excited at that as a possibility, and so we're beginning to spread the word to kind of coordinate and make sure that that's something that everybody wants to do in the International Black Summit. We're pretty excited that we were contacted by them to partner up with them in a venture.
Oh, that sounds great. Will it be held in New York?
It's going to be done in New York. We haven't worked out the date, but probably January or February this year, so that we have some time to work on it. And we haven't figured out all the details around how we're going to market it. But but maybe, you know, if it's successful and done in New York, maybe that's a conversation that we can bring to some of the other centers around the Landmarks network. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jill, we have to get ready. Because Gary and Dan are already in place. They're already in place, so we have to get ready and head to New York. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, any other announcements? Jerry, do you have some special coming up next week?
Well, he's probably on mute, but I want to acknowledge Jerry. He definitely has. He's going to be celebrating a year. There he is. Go ahead, Jerry.
I was on mute by mistake. I'm sorry. I'll be celebrating my first year anniversary of my conference call show this Thursday coming up, and then I will give out the information towards the end of the show.
And Henrietta, this is Jill. I want to remind everyone, in the month of October, we have been talking about President Obama and things that he has accomplished, his family, employment in America. And one thing that has come up and that we want to remind people, our listeners, that with the International Black Summit, our mindset is self-generating and having a solution or a conversation about a solution of what appears to be a problem or a concern. One thing that we discussed was employment. And in regards to employment and recognizing that we as African Americans or as people of African descent, here in the International Black Summit, that we do not consider ourselves as being part of a statistic. We can self-generate jobs, we can self-generate our dreams, our goals, we can employ people if we choose. It's about a mindset. So I just want to remind our listeners that even though we talk about the accomplishments and the things that are going on, whether people feel that they are good or bad within the presidency, just know that everything does start with self. And if there is something that's not going on within your community, instead of sitting back waiting for the next person to do it, then, well, I'll speak for myself, then I'm going to jump in and do it. So I just think it's important that we remind people of what the International Black Summit is about here on the radio show, and we are about not only seeing the facts, but also finding solutions and knowing that it starts with self.
There's one more announcement. This is still Breast Cancer Month, and I urge especially our African American women to please get checked up because there's an alarming rate of our sisters is dying, and please get checked up And if you know anybody else, tell them to go to the doctor, because we need our sisters in the forefront for the struggle. So I would please, we as International Black Summit family is pleading with our sisters in the community to please get checked up. Still got a little time left. Back at you.
Yeah, and I want to add. Don't miss out on the brothers, because the men can get breast cancer too.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to actually respond to what Jill said around the conversation of self-generation, because one of the things that I get real clear about, and I'm reminded of President Kennedy's campaign speech, might have been his inauguration speech. I think it was his inauguration speech. But basically what it said is, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. So for me, it's really about not what Obama's going to do for us, but what is it that we can do for ourselves with his support that we can accomplish. Because remember, President Obama is not just the president of the black people in America, but he's the president of all of America. And so he's got an obligation to all Americans, and clearly we've got a commitment and a responsibility to generate our community to be the biggest, the best it can be. So back to you, Henrietta.
Thank you all very much. We meet on Monday. I just have to share this with everybody, and we have some really interesting discussions, on Mondays about what we want for our community, the talk show community, our listening community. And, like you just heard Glenn, and you heard Jill before that, and you heard Jerry talk about what he's doing, or he'll come back to what he's doing. We kind of came together and agreed, or aligned, I'll say, on what we want. And we want to take on some things ourselves. And you will hear about the things that the talk show team is taking on. In the next month or so, hear about some things that we're taking on, and we'll be asking you to join us. So stay tuned for the next level of the International Black Summit Talk Show, and get ready to roll up your sleeves, clean out your consciousness, and get to work, because we plan to get to generate some things, to self-generate some things for ourselves and our community. And as you heard in our declaration, unpredictable results is what we're looking for. Unpredictable results. So nobody will even be able to say what's going to happen when we all get together and put our minds to something. I mean, just to hear that Landmark called us to ask us to be in a joint venture with them is almost a part of what we were talking about, And so we have a lot going on right now, individually and collectively. So stay tuned and to hear more about what the summit is doing. So again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you're on with Jerry and Glenn out of New York, Jill out of Atlanta, and Henrietta here in Chicago, where the facilitator body meeting will be on Friday, and the leadership body meeting will be Saturday and Sunday. And if someone can mute your phone.
Yes,
we probably need to put the phones on mute, Jill.
Okay.
Thank you, Henrietta. Thank you. So this is the accomplishment that I think it's so wonderful. And this occurred the first year that Obama was in office. Now, you won't see the result of it until 2015, but it is because of Obama that this occurred. He funded the design of a new Smithsonian National Museum of African American History, scheduled to open on the National Mall in 2015. That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. So there will be a Smithsonian museum with African American history. And that was in 2009, so they've given it 6 or 7 years before it will, before it will open. That's something to look forward to, you know. Anything else? Are there any hands up out there?
We do. Let's see what this is. We have 347-325. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please. Okay, back to you, Henrietta.
Okay. Okay. Next week on the show, Glenn's going to be talking about some of the things that were proposed by President Obama. And he's going to give us, you know, how things work in D.C., like, you know, what the president really has the power to do and what he doesn't have the power to do, as well as some more accomplishments, things that were proposed may not have been passed. We'll hear about those next year, you know. I mean, next week, excuse me, next Sunday. But I could just read a couple more of the ones that I have in front of me and directly affected the African American communities. There's now a federal office on urban affairs. You know, that directly affects us as African Americans. That it doesn't have to wait to come down the line from all the smaller places. There's actually an office in D.C. that deals with urban affairs. There's also a lot of things that he's done for children, you know, that give funding to after-school programs and different things like that, so that children will be able to do more of, you know, they'll be exposed to more things than they normally would have been exposed to. Also, it talks about, there's a lot of green initiatives. If that's something that you're interested in, people who might be out of work, there's a lot of money locally that I'm aware of in Chicago, so I'm sure it's everywhere else. But if you have any kind of idea or you're interested in training, you know, for in the green initiative, there's a lot of training that you can receive, and actually you will be one of the first groups of people to be trained to do the things that need to be done so that eventually the nation will be a green nation. And so that affects our community. You know, that specifically affects our community because that's training that we can get. If we can't get work in whatever, you know, we're used to enough that we're used to working in, there's, you know, the energy initiatives, you know, there's the different green initiatives, there's the different organic gardens that are funded now, federally funded. see. Cyberspace, you know, so for internet information. From that, he concluded the cyberspace policy review. You know, there's so many things that he's done, but tonight our focus is on what has directly affected the African-American community, and really everything he's done has, if we are interested in these different things, or if these are fields that we would like to go into. Like I just heard a friend of mine, my sister told me this story, that a friend of mine who had been working TNT all of her life, I mean, since she was out of high school, and she's raised two children and has grandchildren, has gone back to school, gotten her bachelor's, gotten her master's, and she has done all of this in the last 3 years. 2 years on her bachelor's, she finished her master's in 1 year, and now is in law because the money was provided for her to go back to school. And so she's completely changing her career, or getting ready to go in a career of law. And she didn't even have a bachelor's degree 3 years ago. So when you think about that, you know, you really have an opportunity now to recreate yourself with the funding that's been provided through all of these programs. If you change careers, you know, what would your career be? There's also a policy he has for women and minorities, okay? He increased minority access to capital. So there's much more money available for minority businesses than ever before. There are lots of training for women, and if you are a black woman, you are a double minority. So you get a lot of credit, tax credit, as well as there's a lot of money available for you to start a business. And I guess, Gio, I'm talking to the two of us. You know, we are a double minority, so this is the perfect time to get that business up and running, you know, that business that you always wanted to have. And there's all kind of money available for that. And if you go to, www.politifact.com, politifact.com/truthometer, okay? And it will give you a list, or you can go to brownmanworkinghard.com, and you will see. That's something. That's the name of his website. No, it's a brownmanthinkinghard.com, and that's what they have listed all of these accomplishments of President Obama. And so, I mean, there's just, like I said, there's literally 100 things listed here. The Children's Health Insurance Reauthorization Act, you know, just all kinds of things. But I don't want to step into your stuff for next week, Graham, so I'm really looking for things that have specifically affected the black community, even though all of it has. But here's another one, launched a $15 billion plan to boost lending to small businesses. Mm-hmm. So once again, there's money available. You know, invested heavily in education, both as a way to provide jobs now and lay the foundation for long-term prosperity. And there's, you know, you can go to the White House website and get information about that. He's also provided funding to families of fallen soldiers to have their expenses covered, to be on hand when the body arrives at Dover Air Force Base. At one time, there was no money for that, you know, and people just had to wait, you know, or whatever. But now it's so that families will be
at Dover Air Force Base when the body arrives of their loved one, you know, and that affects the African American community as well. And so, you know, we really want to invite you to look into yourself and think about what it is that you've always wanted to do and see if there hasn't been a provision made for you with President Obama. Because, like I said, there's a list of 100 different things. And this list, I'm sure, is much longer now because the health bill isn't included in this because it was his first year that these 100 things were done. And so, you know, really think about recreating yourself if you're out of work, if you're, you know, if you have an issue with your house, you know, your home, if it's too much to handle. We've been talking about renting, and whoever said there was something wrong with renting a house or renting an apartment. You know, this in Chicago, you know, Chicago, that's how people made it in Chicago. When they first migrated here, they rented, and they rented from each other, and they combined families so that they could make it. And, you know, think about the, you know, being creative about what you can do to make your situation easier so that you can enjoy life. Just really, really be creative about it, you know, and look at the good. There's always good in every situation. You know, it's like our question this year from the annual event is be with what is. You know, what is the benefit from being with what is? What is the gift? You know, there's a gift in all of this that we are experiencing. What is that gift? You know, what is the gift? As we look into and clean out our subconscious mind and get rid of all the garbage and delete all of the false beliefs and stop telling the stories that keep us in bondage, you know, free ourselves, take a look at this list and see if there's something on this list that you might want to do, and go to that website and find out more information about it. Jill, is there anybody who might have a comment?
We have 504-309. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
You don't know my name by now? Oh, shame on you, Jill.
Hello.
And you too, Henrietta. I've been listening to you.
How are you, sir?
Okay, I think I got something about that, but this mostly for the men, but I got some black female Army personnel who might be interested in that, Jill and Henrietta, about starting up their own business. So I got to get with you girls after the program and give y'all the names and the addresses and the phone numbers so you can contact them, ladies.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. All righty.
I want to make a comment, Henriette. Oh, we do have another comment. 404-281, you're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. How y'all guys doing? This is Evelyn in Atlanta.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Henrietta, if you don't mind, you gave a site. I'm trying to pull it up real quick here. It was a political talking about some of the things that were actually done or kind of created. Because right now I'm in the space now to go back to college, and I would be what the specific things, you know, I want to look that up.
Well, the site that I'm on is Brown Man Thinking Hard. Okay, and that's the name of it. I actually looked up accomplishments of President Obama, and it took me here. It says 100 accomplishments of President Barack Obama, and this was March 8th, 2010. This was released. But I'll look to see if I can find that, the one that specific one I shared, and I might get it to you in the oxygen room after the show. But that's the website if you want to go on for yourself.
There
you
also is another website.
Making cards.
Oh, here it is, right here. It's number 46 on this list. Increase minority access to capital. And the website is www.politifact.com.
P-O-L-I-T-I-F-A-C-T.
P-O-L-I-T-I-F-A-C-T. /truth-o-meter.
Hold on. Truth-o-meter.
Meter, yes. But for every one of these, there's a website given that you can go to for all 100 of them.
There's also another website called ObamaAchievements.org. ObamaAchievements.org. It's Obama's Achievement Center. It has all of the accomplishments listed by categories: art centers, bank and finance reform, foreign economy, right, like that.
And we'll continue this conversation in the oxygen room tonight. And the oxygen room number is 218-862-6420. 218-862-6420. And the code, the access code, is 797-4834#. 797-4834#.
Oh. I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time, please? Stop writing.
Okay. The number is 218-862-6420.
Hold on, you said 86 what?
862.
Okay.
6420.
Okay.
And access number is 797-4834#. And we'll be moving into the oxygen room in about 2 minutes. So, take to listen to this program again. It's archived. And Mr. Newman, we will talk to you and get the information from you when we're in the oxygen room. And we'll be more than happy to contact the ladies or either send them a link. If you have their email addresses, we can just send them an email. And it'll have all the information in it. That might be easier if you have their email address. And if not, you can give us their phone numbers and we'll contact them. And, excuse me. Are there 55 any... Glenn?
55 seconds.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments before we move over into the oxygen room? Okay. Well, excuse me. I'd like to thank everyone for listening tonight. We've had a very quiet audience this month. That's been interesting. But we'll move over into the oxygen room. Thank you, Jay, for our Kwanzaa principal, Glenn. Thank you so much for the information that you shared with us, Jill. Jill is on switchboard tonight. Thank you so much. And, Jill, we'll see you over in the oxygen room, or we'll hear you over in the Oxygen Room. Thank you to Newman, and thank you, Ed. And good night, everybody. We love you. And we'll see you next week, same time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, with what exactly is the role of the presidency and more of what President Obama has accomplished. God bless you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.